President-elect Donald Trump appeared at a conservative political event in Phoenix today, where he talked about the possibility of retaking control of the Panama Canal. And the canal was originally under U.S. control, but that control transferred to Panama in the 90s. Joining us live now to talk about this is CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, why is President-elect Trump setting his sights on the canal?
That's a really good question. And we have one difficulty, Sarah, or one challenge, I guess would be the right way to describe it. And that is when we have a transition like this, normally the saying is we have one president at a time, and incoming presidents at this particular part of the time and usually are getting their cabinet together, but really aren't making major statements about foreign policy like taking over part of another country. So it's unclear to me why the president would be making this statement, except to say in his remarks to the group and on some comments on social media, he said two things. One, he said that Panama was charging exorbitant rates for the United States to use the Panama Canal, which is very important to us economically in terms of moving large vessels through the canal from the East Coast of the United States on into the Pacific. And number two, he claimed that there was a possibility of growing Chinese influence and control over the Panama Canal. But that being said, this would be a rather dramatic thing to occur. The United States has intervened in Panama. We did that in 1990. And we have intervened in other Latin American countries in the past, Haiti, Dominican Republic, et cetera. But those were normally occurred when one of two things happened. There had been some kind of a coup or some kind of government falling, and there was massive unrest in the society. Or second of all, there were direct threat to American civilians, neither of which seemed to apply at this particular moment.
Is it even possible for the U.S. to regain control of the canal? How would that even happen?
Yeah, that would be pretty tough. I mean, militarily, as the United States have superior military power to Panama, and could we just, like the Russians invading Ukraine, could we invade Panama? I suppose so. But that's not exactly what we sort of stand for in our foreign policy. To do otherwise would require, it seems to me, absent some type of internal problem in Panama that demanded immediate action, a decision by the Congress. Congress may have to declare war or something, whereby the United States could then send military forces into the canal. That also would seem to me to be very unlikely to occur.
Has Panama reacted to this statement yet? Anything you've seen?
I haven't seen any formal response by the government, but a couple of opposition leaders immediately pointed out that this is sovereign territory. It's been sovereign Panama since 1999, and it's the responsibility of the Panamanian government to defend its sovereign territory like any country.